USA, DNF.
Good morning to you. My signal okay? I'm running medium power, and I'm on 33 heading for Atlanta.
Just as good as any other time I've talked to you.
Okay, very good. Got your email, got your response. On my way to a work-related event. Kind of a long story, but not how I really wanted to spend my Saturday.
My weekend last weekend, how I got roped into something that ties me up for both days of a weekend and prime season of beautiful northern Michigan is beyond me, but I got through it.
Yeah, and I will too. It's I'm going to be on time, and it's probably a 4 or 5 o'clock thing unless I head out early. I have a new noise in my vehicle. I lost the water pump in this vehicle last week, and I just got it changed yesterday. And now I have this intermittent, I don't even think it's related, but I have a noise in my dash, a thumping, clicking, kind of related to the road. Something's tapping. It's driving me insane. And it's constant. It is whenever the vehicle's in motion.
That would drive me absolutely batty. I've done a fair amount of off-roading, four-wheeling, and you know, my old Jeep was that way. Something would break loose inside the dashboard, whether it was just a wire that popped out of a harness and was tapping on the plastic or something like that. It was just hunting those things down and fixing them so I didn't go crazy on a road trip was always an adventure.
Well, this is new. This is a 2018 with 85 grand on it, and this is a totally new noise. It didn't happen. You know, it wasn't happening the last time I was driving the truck, which was a week ago yesterday, because that's when I lost the water pump. And I just, you know, I noticed it was steaming from, you know, I was losing water. It was steaming under the hood. I drove it another mile to get it home, and then it sat in the driveway. I only started it and moved it once, and then replaced the water pump yesterday, and that seems to be fine. Temperature's holding steady. It did suck a little more deck's cool out of the reservoir than I was expecting, but, you know, I don't really know how much I lost, so that doesn't concern me at all, but, man, and it's this rhythmic, you know, tap, 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 and then it stops for a minute, seconds, you know, and does it again. What on earth, you know, turn the wipers on, turn the heater on, the defroster on, the fan blower on. It's none of that.
Yeah, sounds frustrating. How's your radio been treating you? Has it been cutting out on you anymore, or is it holding steady?
No, I hope you didn't curse it, but no, it's been fine. I did have, you know, that one day that I was in Petoskey when I was talking to you, and it kept resetting. You know, it made me think that the gentleman that popped in about the CMOS battery, you know, and made perfect sense, and it's been fine ever since.
Wow, that's absolutely weird.
Yep. You know, the radio gremlins.
Well, at the risk of jinxing myself, I've seemed to have gotten my stations pretty well dialed in. I did get a new antenna earlier in the week and got up on my roof and swapped that out, and that seems to be working great and getting some excellent readings on my SWR and power meter with it in conjunction with the new radio. So I'm in pretty good shape there.
Well, that means it's time to mess with something else, you know. What do you have for a portable?
Do you mean mobile?
Nope, HD handheld.
I'm actually just speaking to you now on a little Baofeng 5-watt that I've got set up with my crossband repeater on my base station. But I don't have a decent handheld, and I don't tend to use them all that much either, except at the range when we're doing training and trying to stay in touch with each other at longer distances.
Right, that's right. I remember you telling me you had a pile of them. And they're good for that. You know, that's exactly what they're intended for. So, well, maybe we need to get the All-Star bike to bite you. Maybe it's the other way around. Get you talking some DX, some significant, you know, significant differences in the different markets or different continents. That'll kind of light your fire, maybe motivate you to go get your general.
Well, on that All-Star piece, yeah, that's very intriguing. When you first brought that to my attention, I started doing a little bit of research into it. I do like that, and I've got a friend of mine that has an IT background and knows a little bit more about, you know, building those little Raspberry Pis and things like that. I'm sure he can walk me through it, but it doesn't look all that difficult anyway. I am a bit intrigued by it because my daughter's going to be moving off to Florida by herself, and it might be just yet another way to stay in touch with her in the event of an emergency. So I kind of like that whole aspect.
Well, I will tell you, you know, she needs to go get her license, but I will tell you, and you'd mentioned stuff about GMRS. I don't know if we had this discussion, but, you know, the FCC finally put their foot down because the GMRS guys, and you know, quite honestly, some of the C-Men guys, you know, they were using, there's a privately owned microwave network that pretty much encircles the state. It's, you know, the MI5 and the MI6. And they were using that same microwave backhaul to link GMRS repeaters using All-Star. And many GMRS guys have done other things with linking, you know, to give them more range. And the FCC kept saying that's not why GMRS exists. You know, it's a 50-watt service. It's meant for limited coverage. And, you know, your linking is illegal. Stop it. And they've been saying that for years, literally. And finally they just said, okay, enough. You know, if it's linked, turn it off. If it's connected somewhere other than a single site, disconnect it. So people are finally starting to take notice. But, you know, the tech works no matter what the service.
On the MyGMRS website, they announced it, and that MI6 network that I think the Sheboygan repeater, GMRS repeater, was linked to Flint, Bay City, and Detroit and Macomb, and it was unlinked for a while, but it's linked again. I don't know how they're linking that up and utilizing that now, but you can definitely hear a lot of Detroit area chatter on that repeater again.
Well, and the users there, they should know better. You know, they're a bunch of very smart, very technical guys, and one of the guys is actually the communications manager for Macomb County, Sean. I don't know if you've talked to Sean. But I, you know, again, it seems like a duplication to me. I certainly understand for the people that don't have a ham license how it makes sense. And it, you know, being able to take advantage of the technical stuff, it makes sense, but, you know, knock it off. I mean, I don't know how much clearer the FCC could be. And it's just, you know, quit pushing the envelope.
I haven't had any luck getting into any of the 70-centimeter repeaters in the area. I don't think any are within range of my base station, and I haven't really tried it in a mobile setting. You know, how useful and prevalent is that?
Well, UHF is everywhere. I mean, the 375 repeater is right, literally right in your backyard. but I think they turned off the analog, and I don't think it supports D-Star. I think it's just DMR and P25 and maybe Fusion, but there is one right there. You know, I saw what I put in my email. There is an analog at the 326 on the little tower at the 326 that used to be the home, the temporary home of this repeater of the 74. But, you know, when you get into the more populated areas, UHF is probably even more popular than V, just because it's, you know, a bigger chunk of spectrum and there's room for more stuff on it. There's also a UHF Fusion repeater in Petoskey on 443.2, I think. I mean, they're around. They're just not as, you know, up here the VHF band plan is far busier and more populated. But once you get, you know, into Traverse or south of Clare, maybe Mount Pleasant, you know, there is another repeater on my frequency as well in Pensacola. It's I think it's Fusion. So theirs is coordinated, mine is not. And I had thoughts of moving mine to this tower, but I'd have to retune the duplexers and get it coordinated, which, you know, maybe just not high on my list. I would love some better coverage, though.
Yeah, you're correct about the 70 centimeter repeater at Stutzmanville. That is digital only, and they don't have any analog service on it, and that would be the only one that I've seen on the list that I might be able to reach. I think it is D-Star capable, and the problem is that, you know, I looked into, you know, just setting things up and registering it, but you have to go through, the node. Forgive me on the terms, I'm not totally up to speed on them, but you need to get permission or access through the owner, and that's done through a website, and their website's down, so I haven't been able to get any traction on that.
Well, that's a CCE repeater. You know, it's I don't know if it's on a CCE tower. I think it's on Dell's tower. Might be the same place as the 6-8. I'm not sure. But you know, if you hear Adam out here or Drake, they can give you the lowdown. I can't help you with D-Star. You know, I don't know how D-Star works, and I don't know if you need a D-Star user ID like you do a DMR user ID, which I would encourage you to get anyway. I would also encourage you to go get registered, you know, register a server on All-Star, so when you're ready to make that move. And if you've got all these spare radios laying around, even if they're handhelds, you know, you can dedicate a portable to making an All-Star node, you know, you're all set. You do need internet access, but as long as you're using a, you know, I think it's a Pi 2 or greater. You know, even a 0 will work, but if a 0 doesn't have, if it doesn't have Wi-Fi or network access, you know, then you'll either need a Wi-Fi dongle as well as a sound card dongle. But that's really all the hardware that's required is a compatible Pi, which is all of them, and a sound card dongle. And internet access, and you're good to go.
Hey, do you make
a bad penny?
Just wanted to throw it out there that 375 is actually over on the Crossroad Tower. None of our equipment's over, we don't have any more equipment on that bus tower anymore. You don't have to do any registration for D-Star to work. It's supposed to just work. However, in my experience, it's never just worked. I played with D-Star for about 2 months, and then I got sick of it because the programming for it is quite ridiculously complicated. Especially if you don't have the software, it straight up makes no sense. If you're trying to do it in the radio, it makes no sense at all. I didn't have software for mine. And so I just never used the D-Star on it. If you put in, I think if you just put it in call one, if you just put CQ, 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 I think it should just work. Or talk on whatever reflector is it's currently connected to, and I don't even remember what it's connected to. It might be 24 alpha, I have no idea. Yeah, REF 24 alpha is what it's connected to, and I haven't heard a peep on D-Star up there in quite a while. So, we're talking about bringing the analog back on that machine. It's just, we gotta do quite a bit of infrastructure overhaul for that to happen. That's all I wanted to put in there. And it's unique.
Tell you what, it'd get a lot more use if it was still, you know, mixed mode. Bentley, that's great. Great, this is Bentley. KF8 EMF, I think. Brand new guy, doing real well. Real with it. Bentley, any questions?
Introduction. I think I've talked to Drake before, and Drake, I appreciate you jumping in and offering the explanation. I still have so much more to learn on the analog stuff. I'm kind of holding the digital stuff off at arm's length until I get my arms around this a little bit more, but it does intrigue me, and I always like to do research and be ahead of the game before I'm ready to jump in, so that's all good to know. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem at all. That's why we're here, making the stuff work and showing people how to use it, so that's all good. But, yeah, if you want to get into DMR, All-Star, anything like that, it's a pretty good avenue, like Ron was saying. Making an All-Star node is pretty simple, and, heck, you can even use that All-Star node to jump into the system, and then you don't even have to do your crossband thing if you wanted to. Or you can connect it to the East Coast Reflector. I throw my UHF repeater on the East Coast Reflector sometimes, and I actually have to shut it off because there's just so much chatter on that. It never stops.
Yeah, those guys are pretty prolific. Hey, I think I'm running out of time, and I'm about where I need to be. So we'll catch up with you guys later in the day. Here at 73 from beautiful downtown Atlanta, Michigan, WAR.
All right, Ron, you have a good one. I'm going to go start making some foods here and making some more coffee. So, Bentley, good to hear you again. We'll probably catch you out here at some point. Thank you, mate.
We'll catch you down the wire. KFA, ENF, clear. KF8 ENF.
Yes.